Well, good morning, brethren, here, and I guess afternoon probably over in Wales and other parts of the world, to wherever whoever is hearing this, and hopefully we are making it through. And it's sort of ironical because sort of what I'm talking about sort of comes into play here, that the feast is over. Here we are. Last weekend, Mr. Henderson was talking about it being terribly cold in England or Great Britain, and over here the snow was coming down too, and then by Sabbath afternoon the snow had all disappeared, and then it turned fairly mild. And then again, by this Wednesday, it turned bitter cold again, started to snow, and it's still snowing today. So here we are, we're the feast is over, we're heading into winter, there's no denying that, it's here. And as it goes today, no different, I'm quite sure, that Satan's probably got his fingers involved here somewhere, and he was very active before the feast, as Mr. Bowles had mentioned, that different people were having different problems, and it seems to continue on and on. Satan is involved, and he's probably sitting here wishing he could spoil everything here, but I know that everybody probably offered silent prayers to God that things would go good, and as Andrew asked in the opening prayer, that the technology here will work so that we can, God's word can go out. And we must continue to not become discouraged throughout this winter, not to let Satan affect us. And there's many ways that Satan does affect us throughout the year. There's many things. And one of the ways is people. You and I, we can affect other people, and other people out there in the world do affect us. People that we meet at work can become very discouraging and kind of upsetting, and you sort of feel like you're beating your head against the wall at the time with different people, and people always seem to be able to be used by Satan to stick their little digs and twist things and make things, as we think, miserable just for me. And a lot of times it's not just all them, it's ourselves. We make things miserable for ourselves. But there's some words of encouragement here. I think there's something different that David wrote in Psalms in Psalm 37. And verse 35 down through to 39. Just something that was researching this, I come across this and I thought it was kind of interesting and can be encouraging. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a great bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but I could not. He could not be found. And 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is in the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Here, David knew that people in the world, and we have them today, those that have money and try to force their will upon people, those are bosses, those that are supervisors that think they have control, people in the government want to twist and make people do their will. But David said here that, you know, he looked for them after a while and they're gone. God's is the only one that continues. It says the salvation of the righteous is God. God will look after us. So we have to keep our heads up, looking to God, not to what's going on, the men that are over top of us, and become totally discouraged. And then again, you need to always remember that life is short. No matter how long and dreary each day seems, in the overall picture, life is very short. As in Psalms again, David gives us sort of a rendition of how short our life is. In Psalms 90, and in verse 10, find it here. In Psalm 90 and verse 10, David says, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. So that's 70 years. It may seem like when you say 70, that seems like a long time. But the older each of us gets and the closer we get to that, and some maybe even past that, it doesn't seem that long. And if the by reason of strength they be 80 years, that's 80 years. You know, God says, you know, things are really good for you. You could get 80. And yet in their strength, labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and and we fly away. You know, it ends. It does end. Life ends. God said that it is once for us to die, and a physical human life, it is short and it does end. We have no way of having eternal life in this physical state, that it is going to end. And God shows us there in David that life is short, so we need to keep looking forward and use the days that we have to the best advantage. And also, other things that can get in the way can be material possessions and material things. We can let them get in the way, distract us, and make us focus on them rather than on God. And over in Psalms again, David gives some insight in Psalms 102 and through verses 25 and 26. Of old hast thou said, the foundations of old thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of these shall wax old like a garment, and a vesture. Shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. Anything physical that is on this earth, God says, is going to disappear. It's going to change. The only thing that's going to last is God himself and his way. Another thing that it sort of ties into is can be pleasure, seeking things to make you feel good and just say, well, I'm going to sit back and enjoy life. And yet God has words for this too, that we can't just sit back and say, oh, well, I have lots of things, so I can just sit back and take it easy. There's no way. And God gives the answer to that to the person that does put that into their mind, that they're just going to sit back, take their leisure, enjoy life, enjoy all the good things. And as in Luke 12, verses 19 and 20, the man here, he'd accumulated lots of goods and wealth, and so in verse 19, and I say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But then in verse 20, here comes God's answer to that person. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? You know, again, life is short. This guy thought he was going to be able to sit back and enjoy all his goods and wealth, had no concern for anybody else, just himself. You know, God, you know, says, I think Mr. Bowles brought it out last week, that, you know, we are to work to be able to give, not just to keep getting, you know, and want to just have everything for ourselves. We are to share. And this is the idea. This gentleman, he wasn't interested in sharing anything with anybody else. It's mine. And he, there again, life was short for him. God said his life was going to end that night. And so we need to remember that what we have, our possessions, we should be willing to share and do what we can to help other people, not just to be narrow-minded and focused on ourselves, because life is short and will end. But we need to continually seek God, as it said in Psalms 102, thou shalt endure. It is God that will endure. It is only him that shall. We need to continue to pray and study. And also, as Mr. Bowles, in his sermon just after the feast, admonished us not to forsake the fellowship shipping of one with another, as it says, you know, forsake not the assembling of ourselves, especially as the day approaches, as the day of trouble, the tribulation is coming. And it is more important probably now, as we're scattered, to try and take advantage of every opportunity that we do have to get together and to fellowship with one another and to encourage one another. And as in John 6 says, we won't turn there, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. There's the end of it all, you know, is to hang on to what we have. Most of us probably, I've got it in my hand here, the Bible and God's way. We need to hang on to those things and seek them rather than physical things of this world. we do need them. God says, you know, they're necessary, but he will provide them if we keep our focus on him. And just encourage everybody to endure and keep on going and do not give up, especially as winter sets in and continues to drag on.